epidemiologists refer to three or more suicides in a specific location as a cluster. Northeast Louisiana is now in that awful spiral. Ouachita Parish Superintendent of Schools Bob Weber is deeply concerned about the children in his district.
We did have three students in our school system that who committed suicide last school year, and already two have this school year, and we're less than 6 weeks into the school year.
Weber and his administration are desperate for answers. The superintendent says there are few commonalities among the students that might provide a clue.
Each one was a little bit different. Apparently, of course, each one was a little bit emotionally disturbed. They had some problems in their life, but it's just no one thing that you could point to. And like, not all five were bullied. Not all five were necessarily unpopular. I mean, it's really their personalities seem to be quite varied.
Flint Smith is a school psychologist in Ouachita Parish. He's fostering efforts among teachers and fellow students to learn a new approach to keeping kids alive.
Understanding the warning signs, even the subtle signs that a student may put out there. Secondly, how to take that and refer it to the appropriate people. Make sure you pay attention to those kids who have made themselves at risk in the past through some either documentation of a previous attempt, history of depression, some of those risk factors. And that's our job, is to educate the teachers more on what are the risk factors for kids.
Smith lists changes in behavior, mood swings, and a drop in academic performance as potential indicators that a child is in trouble. He says that the expanding suicide awareness program in the district will include ongoing training for teachers. John Nelson Pope is an assistant professor of counseling at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. He says that rooting out teenage suicidal tendencies is a complex problem.
They are raging with emotions and feelings, and there's a sense of extremes that perhaps they go through. There's a sense of isolation that a young person may be feeling at the time that, for example, they're more sensitive in terms of bullying.
Whatever the reason, whenever there's a suicide, families are left behind. Teddy McGee, he lost her university-aged son, Brandon, to suicide in 2002. She says that if there are specific indicators among those who take their own lives, they're difficult to spot.
People who are depressed hide it and hide it well because they want to be normal. They don't want to burden you.
McGee had worked as a school psychologist in Ouachita Parish for 15 years when her son took his own life. She now heads up a prevention group called Heartbeat Monroe. She says coping skills can be learned.
This survivorship, as in a lot of others, has a lot of details that you cannot imagine. You think, I'm going to be sad, but it's way beyond sad. There's just a bunch of odd things that go with it, like your loss of energy and your inability to relate to people. And we can say, yeah, we've been there. We know we've done that. And someday you will feel better.
Officials say communities and schools in Northeast Louisiana will need to draw together and use all of the tools at their disposal to bring the cluster of student suicides to an end. For KEDM at the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.